The Alaska Department of Corrections is planning to send hundreds of inmates to prisons outside of Alaska. The department says in-state prisons are near capacity, and opening the shuttered Palmer Correctional Center will take too long. The state's prison population has increased by 5% since the criminal justice reform legislation SB 91 was largely repealed last year. North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill championed SB 91. He says he's not surprised by the decision to send prisoners out of state, but he says it will likely cost the state money in the long run.
The problem that's not being addressed in this is what is going to be the reentry costs and benefits. And I think we lose benefits and we get greater costs. So that was my concern when we went down this road to begin with. But the public outcry on crime in Alaska was so great that a lot of those kind of things were left secondary to the primary question of how do we get these people off the street.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is there any other choice here? Would it be better to reopen the Palmer facility, do you think?
In my view, they should have been thinking about that in the early stages. They would have had to hire some people, and the cost of housing people is more expensive in Alaska. So I think it was a misstep to close the Palmer facility to begin with, knowing that the criminal justice reform issue had not landed well in Alaska. I can say at least say that much. And that we were probably going to have to readjust many of the things that we had done, including putting people in prison. But we also knew that the recidivism rate had to be turned down. And the crime rate has to go down while we're doing that. And that requires kind of the all hands on deck, helping people reenter into jobs, be productive in society, and get off drugs and alcohol. Those are the primary issues.
Senator, you championed the criminal justice reform legislation, and at the time it was hailed as a model of bipartisan reform that just made sense. Now, when you look back, what do you think went wrong?
We got ahead of the sentencing structure before we had buy-in from the police forces and from society generally. And so I'd say if it was a misstep at all, it was not the structure that we put together. It was how we got the buy-in, the information flow, and the timing of the integration of these new laws.
Senator Coghill, do you think that there's any way to get it right at this point?
It's a work in progress. Everybody wants public safety. We want people who are bad actors to be held accountable. And the accountability that we put together on the Senate Bill 91 was as perceived as not solid enough. I think it was, but it wasn't given the opportunity to be played out, I think. The sentencing structures on drugs and alcohol were problematic in that they weren't tough enough for the police, and they couldn't get people off the street fast enough. So there were some real practical problems that Senate Bill 91 had. The reform measure itself was appropriate and still is. In fact, even though they say they've repealed it, many of the structures under Senate Bill 91 still remain. It's just that the sentencing structures under Senate Bill 91, for the most part, have been repealed. So many of the processes are still there. And to the credit of this governor and his Department of Corrections, they promised to keep working on them. And I think that's what we got to do. We just got to keep working on how do we get people integrated back into society, or if they're never going to get integrated, how do we make them not only be held accountable, but not be a criminal teaching element in our prisons?
Senator John Coghill is a Republican from North Pole.